I especially appreciated this morning the worship music that you have sung together.
我很特别感觉到很高兴的就是我们今天唱的那个诗歌，我们在关于我们这个讲题。
I've enjoyed hearing the brothers and sisters sing.
我很高兴听到弟兄姐妹在这里一起唱的诗歌。
Music and the words that we sing often have a way of carrying with us throughout the entire week.
所有的音乐和它里面的字句都是可以帮助我们在整个下面一个礼拜中间常常会帮助我们。
How true it is, the song that we last sing, I need Jesus and I need Jesus every day.
这个是多么的真实，我们常说我需要耶稣，我需要耶稣，每日我需要耶稣。
This morning, my focus and our message is on one simple little verse that you read.
今天我要跟大家分享的题目就是在这个一节圣经上面。
All of us go through storms and tests in our lives.
所以就是完全是中心放在这个暴风雨和在我们的生命中间。
And it depends on how we handle them as to how God uses them in our life.
在这暴风雨中间，是看我们如何来应付这一切。
In the verse that you just read, it's very simple. Being tested and then refined by God, you are made as precious as gold.
在今天的这个金句告诉我们说，试炼我们之后，我们就像金一样的。
Our message is simple and yet important for us all to hear.
我们今天的这个信息是 看起来很简单，但是非常重要，在我们生命中间。
I would like to start this morning with a little story that has some humor to it.
我愿意开始也讲一个有一点幽默的故事来开始我们今天的交通。But
I think it will help us as we look at the message that God has laid on my heart.
这我想这个故事会帮助我们。 了解这个神把这个信息放在我心中的这个信息。
As a speaker and a pastor, the passages of scripture that we prepare to teach need to speak to us first before we can speak them to you.
一个牧师在他要主日在这个交通讲道的时候，一定要先得到神的话语，才能够再把他的话语跟弟兄姐妹一起交通出来。
Certainly, this is true for me today.
在这个情形是特别的真实，今天对我来讲。
The story that I want to tell you is about a dog that fell into a dry water well in someone's backyard.
这个故事是一个狗掉到一个干的一个水井里面，在它的后院里面。
The dog began to bark and howl. In order that its owner would try to come and save it.
这个狗掉在干沟里面，就是一直大叫，一直在那howling，这个叫希望它的主人能够听见来帮助它。
But the owner felt that the well and the dog both were old, and the water well was dry, and there was no need to really save either.
结果这个主人说，这个狗跟这个干的这个井都是老旧不堪了，没有什么可以去来救的。
So he hauled a lot of dirt over and began to throw one shovel load in at a time.
所以他就带来一大堆的这个所有的泥巴，就一个锄一铲子一铲子把泥土铲进去。
After a couple shovel loads, the dog noticed that if he shook really hard, that the dirt would fall off of him.
所以这个当他的几个这个洋锹的这个泥土这掉进去了，那狗发现他只要那个摇的这个浑身抖动的话，他那个泥土就从他身上就抖掉了。So
with each shovel load after load, the floor would begin to rise.
所以他每一洋锹一锹的泥土弄进去，他每一个这抖的话，然后他的狗就慢慢就升起来了。
It wasn't long until the dog was almost at the top of this old water well.
所以再过一下，它的狗就是慢慢就到了那个干的井的那个表面上来了。
And he stepped out of the well and was so pleased that he began to lick his owner.
然后他就走出来了以后，他就开始来舔他这个主人。
Because he was now safe and secure.
他这个时候是非常的安全。
You see, what seemed to be like total defeat turned out to be a benefit for the dog.
你看到没有？这个整个是个主人本来是要把泥土把它埋起来，结果最后是完全他得到拯救了。
And it really had to do with the way he handled the circumstance.
完完全全在于这个狗怎么样子来应付这一个铲子一个铲子的泥土撒在他的这个干井里面。
We are the same way.
我们跟这个狗是一样的。
Like life gives us crushing blow after crushing blow sometimes, doesn't it?
我们的生命中间一次又一次的难题难处到我们生命中间。
Have you ever wondered why God would allow us to go through a time of deep suffering?
你们有没有想到神为什么允许我们一次又一次经过那一切的难处呢？
In the Bible, we find many reasons why we experience the pain and sufferings of life.
在圣经上告诉我们很多很多次，告诉我们我们为什么会经过这一切啊难处和痛苦。
We suffer because of the nature of sin.
因为我们痛苦，因为这个我们这个生命中间的这个罪性。
We suffer.So that our character might be built up in the Lord as well.
我们这个受尽这些难处，我们的品格会慢慢能够建立起来。
We might suffer because God is showing us to Satan like he did Job.
所以这个我们受这个痛苦，也许是神要借着我们跟撒旦要做些什么事情。
There are many reasons why we might suffer.
所以在这个很多很多原因，就像约伯就是刚刚讲的神要给你。
But I'm not going to talk about those reasons today.
我今天不在这里讲这些原因。
I'm going to talk about the way we choose to handle those sufferings.
我今天要跟大家交通的时候是，我们经过这些疼痛苦，神给我们准许我们说，我们怎么样子来。来控制我们自己，怎么样子来应付这个难处
？Might I say it's normal for us to feel that God has left us alone during the times of difficulty？
这是很正常的。常常我们就是说，我们在极端的困难中，我们说神啊，你不是把我们放到一边，是不是你不管我们了
？We feel alone and isolated。
我们感觉到自己孤单无助。
But the first thing we must remember is。
但是第一件事情我们要记得的
，God never, never leaves us or forsakes us.
神从来从来不不管我们忘记我们或者是离弃我们。
In the book of Hebrews, we read
在希伯来书我们念到
，The promise that God has made that we often seem to forget during our times of trials.
神他的允许常常。会让我们忘记他给我们的应许。
God is always there.
神是永远在那里。
No matter what we're going through.
不论我们经过任何的遭遇。
And God is always there even when it seems like he has left us.
神在那里，常常我们以为他已经离开我们了。
Let me ask you the question.
让我们问你一个问题。
When trouble strikes, what do you do?
当这个困难在击打我们的时候，你怎么做呢？
We go into panic.
我们就觉得很恐慌，惶恐。
And then we ask God for help.
然后我们就赶快去找神来帮助我们。
And then we try to fix the problem without waiting for His help.
然后我们今天就要来这个把这个事情自己用自己的方法来这个给它做好。
We try to rely on our own powers to make everything better.
我们第一个事情就是要靠我们自己的能力把这个环境变得好一点。
Friend, we have no power to make anything better.
朋友们，我们自己没有办法能够把这个环境变得更好一点。
When we go to God,
当我们到神面前
We must remember something very important.
我们到神面前说，我们记得一个很重要的事情。
God will fix the problem in His time, not ours.
神会帮助我们把这个问题解决，按照他的时间。
He will fix the problem His way, not ours.
会这个帮我们解决的问题，按照他的方法。
God will fix the problem once and for all.
神会把我们的问题解决，一次就完完全全解决到底。
If we give him the chance and the glory.
如果我们让他来，他让他来做，然后把让他有这个得到荣耀。
While we are waiting for God to help in solving our problem.
当我们在等待神来解决我们的问题的时候。
We must still go through the pains of suffering.
我们还仍然会经过这些痛苦和这个这个忧伤。
And oftentimes we begin to feel sorry for ourselves.
然后我们常常就慢慢变成自叹自怜。
Many of the great men in the Bible felt that way as well.
在这个圣经上，很多神多伟大的人物都经过这种。
David felt experienced the feeling of isolation from God.
大卫他在圣经上常常讲说，他在神面前给神说他是完完全是孤单无助。
When he was running from Saul,
当他逃扫罗王的追杀的时候
，He was running because Saul wanted to kill him.
因为他为什么要逃扫罗王？因为扫罗王要杀他。
Listen to David's prayer.
你听这个大卫王的祷告。
How long, O Lord?
哦，多久啊，神
？Will you forget me forever?
你把我忘记？你要？难道你永远把我忘记吗
？How long will you hide your face from me?
神啊，你把你的颜面不顾我啊、要多久呢
？That was David's sincere prayer.
这是大卫的从心里发出来祷告。
Job also felt isolated from God.
约伯也感觉到他从神完完全全离开了。
But Job held steadfastly to God's word.
但是约伯抓住紧紧抓住神的话。
Even though he felt abandoned,
虽然他觉得他被神遗弃了。
He knew God was in control.
他知道神是在这个掌握这一切的情况。
Job had lost everything.
约伯失去了他一生中全部的所有。
But he kept his knowledge of the Lord intact.
但是他把神，他心中的神的知识完完全全保存住了。
Let me remind you of the simple verse of our scripture passage today.
让我提醒你，我们今天念的这一节圣经。
But he knows the way that I take.
他说这个神知道我们所行的路。
When he has tried me,
当他试炼我之后
I shall come out as gold.
我就完全会变成像金金那么纯。
You remember the story of the men walking on the Emmaus road?
你记得那个故事，有一个人在 Emmaus 路上走吗？
They were walking along. They were discouraged because of what had happened to Jesus.
他们在这个走的时候，他们想到耶稣基督的一生，他们就变成很沮丧。
You remember in that Bible story that a third man appears?
在这个第三个人在以马忤斯的路上，那个人说了什么话
？He must have been a comfort to them.
这个耶稣在以马忤斯跟两个门徒在讲话的时候，耶稣一定大大的安慰他们。
Never once did they realize that Jesus was right beside them.
他们这两个人，但是当时他们不晓得耶稣就在他们的旁边。
Let me share a mighty truth with you.
让我们告诉你一个
God is with you.
伟大的真实的事情，神是跟你在一起。
God is with you right now.
神现在就跟你在一起。
What he says is cast all your cares on me.
他说把所有的重担都交托在我身上。
When we do, we must remember that God may have a good reason for not making them disappear instantly.
所以我们，因为我们可以把这些，所以神没有把所有的困难从我们面前拿去。
We might have to wait for him to take us from the fire.
我们要等待神，也许神会带领我们经过火。
And this is because,
因为这是
God's timing is perfect.
神的时间是最美善的。
Do you remember the story of Jesus' close friend Lazarus?
你记得耶稣的朋友拉撒路吗？
Mary and Martha summoned Jesus to come to heal him.
他们拉撒路姐姐马大跟玛利亚就去积极的去找耶稣来帮忙。
They asked the Lord for help in their problem.
他们这两姐妹就找耶稣来帮助他们的问题。
So far, so good.
从前一切都很蛮好的。
When Jesus got there, Lazarus was dead.
但是到耶稣来的时候，拉撒勒已经死了。
Mary and Martha thought that Jesus had waited too long to get there.
马大跟玛利亚就想想说，耶稣啊，你等得太久了吧，到现在才来，他已经死了，在坟墓里。
But the good news is that Jesus didn't wait too long.
但是事实上神耶稣没有等那么久。
He came at the perfect time.
他是在最完美的时间来到。
And what happened?
什么事情发生了？
Their prayers were answered. Their brother was alive and well.
他们的祷告完完全全得到了答案，结果他们的弟弟就已经完全能够复活起来。
Brothers and sisters, God is never late.
弟兄姐妹，神永远不会迟的。
God's timing is different than ours.
神的时间是跟我们时间不一样的。
And so is his focus.
他的焦点也跟我们不一样的。
He is focused on what is best for us eternally.
他的焦点，他的最重要是就是说，对我们生命最要紧的是，在一，对我们中间永生里面，什么是最好的？
Let me repeat that again because I don't want you to miss it.
让我再讲一遍，我不愿意你们都没有听见。
God is focused on what is best for us eternally.
神是对我们永生里面是最好的着重在。
And we are focused on what is best for us instantly.
我们所着重的是立刻的最好的。
My friend, God knows what's best for our interests.
朋友，神知道什么是对我们在永生里面最好的。
If you read Romans 5, you'll discover.
你们念罗马书第五章，你就可以发现。
That suffering builds our character.
你知道吗？这个痛苦可以使我们的品格能够成长。
In James 1, we are told to consider it as pure joy.
这个在雅各书的第一节说，这些所有的痛苦是应该我们觉得是一种喜乐的事情。
Because it will build perseverance.
因为它可以使我们能够得到学会忍耐。
Indeed, our suffering is uncomfortable.
是，这些所有的痛苦对我们觉得非常非常不舒服。
But it is for our own good.
但是是为我们的将来的好处。
I don't know if you've ever watched a cocoon of a butterfly.
你们看过一个蝴蝶从它的茧子出来吗？
The beautiful butterfly is comes to life out of a cocoon wrapped up tightly.
你知道那个那漂亮在天上飞的蝴蝶，它从茧出来的时候就可以在天上这样子飞。
As the butterfly begins to emerge from the cocoon, you see it struggling and breaking through in order that it can break out to become the beautiful picture that has been created to be.
你知道吗？从这个蝴蝶从幼虫要变成蝴蝶飞机的时候，它在这个茧里面要这样子的努力的挣扎，这样子就弄出来，这样子把它的所有的这个全身力气都花出来，能够才从破茧而出，飞翔于天空。
On one occasion, I thought that I would try to help the butterfly emerge quicker.
在一个情形，我想想看，这个你看看那蝴蝶，那个幼虫那个从茧里面那个蛹出来的时候，它想这个太痛苦了吧。
And so I gently opened up the cocoon so that the butterfly could emerge.
所以他就说，他就用他的自己的手去把他的那个茧子稍微打开一点，就让那个茧子。 茧里面那个蛹不要那么痛苦的这个出来，可以早点飞。Only
to discover that when that butterfly emerged from the cocoon, it could not fly.
就发现他帮他剥开以后，那个蛹出来了，但是这个蛹没有办法飞了。You
see, in its pain and struggle to break from the cocoon.
这个是那些所有的挣扎，所有的痛苦，在那个蛹里面这样子拼命的想从蛹里面钻出来。那个时候，It
was developing its wings and the strength in order to be able to fly.
然后是他把它体液通通就到那个翅膀里面，把它所有的让它翅膀那个才能成长。In
all of God's creations, brothers and sisters, God's timing is perfect.
在神的创造里面。 所有一切的宇宙中间，神的时间是最恰当的。My
third point this morning is we must remain faithful.
我们第三点今天要讲的是第三点，就是说我们要忠实在神面前。If
you had been Job, what would you have done?
假如你是约伯的话，你会做什么？
You lose all your precious children.
你的所有的孩子都不在了。You
lose your wealth.
你的所有的钱财也丢掉了。You're
struck down with a severe illness.
你自己变成浑身都是疮疤。Your
spouse is telling you just to die and get it over with.
你的配偶在你旁边说，你还不如早点死了吧，就是死了就了了，不会受这点苦了。It
would have been very easy for Job and for us to just sit back. And start blaming God.
所以这很容易，像约伯和我们这样，我们就坐在那地方，就去埋怨神。But
what did Job do?
但是看到约伯做什么
？Scripture tells us that he fell to the ground and he worshipped God.
圣经告诉我们说，约伯他就匍匐在地，在那里。He
held on to his faith.
他持守了他的信心。
Faith is very important to God.
信心对神来讲是很重要，我们的信心对神来讲是重要。Without
faith, it is impossible to please God.
假如我们没有信心的话，我们没有办法去使神喜欢。Brothers
and sisters, it's easy to give up.
弟兄姐妹，很容易就是我们就放弃了，是太容易了，就是我放弃了。But
we must never give up on God.
但是我们绝对对神不要放弃。
Our faith must endure through all suffering.
我们的信心在所有的痛苦中间，我们一定要忍耐着。Even
as it says in the book of Revelation, even to the point of death.
在这个启示录里面告诉我们，我们的信心要一直坚持到，就是坚持到死，至死不渝。In
conclusion, let me just remind you of what we've been talking about.
在结论中间，我要来。 让弟兄姐妹提醒的。Let's
remember that we all will suffer many times.
弟兄姐妹，我们要记得，我们一生中间会受很多很多的痛苦。But
during our storms, let's remember three godly principles.
在所有的生命中间的这些暴风雨中间，有三个事情我们要记得。God
is walking beside us even when we can't see him.
神是在我们旁边，跟我们一起走。虽然有的时候我们看不见他。God's
timing is perfect, even if it seems that He is slow.
这个时间，神的时间是最美善的。虽然有的时候对我们来讲是那么迟延，但是他的时间是最准确的。And
during the worst of storms, God cherishes our faithfulness.
在我们中间最 大最大的暴风雨中间的时候，神是在来这里使我们带领给我们喜乐。Let's
remember the words that Jesus has encouraged us.
我们记得耶稣的话，他来这么样鼓励。Come
to me. 到我面前来。All you who are weary，
你们所有烦劳苦担重担人到我中间来。
And burdened, and I will give you rest.
我就会使你们得安息。
May God bless the preaching of His word.
愿神他来祝福今天他所交通给我们的话语。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Thank you, Father, for the storms of life that we go through.
谢谢主，神。你谢谢主给我们的暴风雨在我们的生命中间经过。
Thank you that you're always there.
我们谢谢你，神，你永远在我们旁边。
And your timing is perfect.
而且你的时间是永远是那么的完美。
And that you're building the character.
你实在是在这里来建造我们的品格。
That you desire that we experience and enjoy.
你然后要达到你所要得到的美善之地。
May we be faithful.
要愿神使我们有忠心的信心。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。我们再唱一首我要耶稣，好不好？是第几首？